Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. How is everyone on this? What is this? Wednesday? Tuesday? I don't know. It's Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah, lose track of time, right? Craziness. But yes, you know, I get busy doing stuff and we lose. Oh, no, whatever day it is, it doesn't really matter, does it? Yeah, why am I lost on days? Anybody know what day it is? Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? Yeah, it kind of runs together after a while you're doing this. So, how's everybody today? So, we're going to talk about love. Not necessarily romantic love in the sense of romance, but that's part of love, isn't it? It's one of the aspects of love is love, romance, all that sort of thing. Now, if you've listened to the show before, what I do is I have to answer and get spirit's guidance for you on various subjects. And I like to talk to dead people. So you get answers from dead people, if that makes sense for you, but also about your past lives. That's kind of where I focus on. But we're going to talk about love, and I got callers, and we'll take callers in a minute. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about love, and I have articles. And specifically, what I wanted to get into, and I mentioned yesterday, I think it was, about the power of love. And talking about the power of love, and love is a power energy that, you know, it's kind of on that expression that God is love. And then God is powerful, so love is powerful. Well, we'll get into articles on that, and we'll talk a little bit about that, about the power of love. Let me do one thing, and I'll take a caller, and I will be with you in a minute. I promise I will be with you. Just hang in there for a second. Okay? So, what am I doing here? Oh, I've got an article. This is what I wrote quite a while ago, and it was based on this concept that I was going to start, and I'm still working on it a little bit, and I kind of put it in the back burner a little bit, about a foundation, a nonprofit, based on the idea of healing a planet with love. Okay, so let me read a little bit about this, and basically my write-up on this and the starting of this, and my mission is to use my channeling skills and training to inspire people to live with love and joy. I present the wisdom of the ages to help you raise your vibration to love and joy. From this vibration, all things are possible to manifest. And I truly do believe that. If you're in that vibration of love, that divine love, heal with love. And this is what I'm about, is healing with love. Love is a healing energy for the individual, the family, the community, and the planet. The goal is raising the vibration to the level of your vibration to the level of love, so that your life is about compassion, respect, kindness, forgiveness, generosity of spirit, human humor, trust, and humility. And there was another word in there that I left out, and it's being empathetic to others. But that's all about it. Those are the aspects of love. As I understand the word love, and I've read this in other places, in other authors and other people, that is the aspect of love. Love is viewed as an action word and not just an emotion or feeling. Love moves you to do something to better yourself and others. Love is the energy that motivates. Excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold still, so I'm getting over that. Love, the Love Foundation is about stirring that love, that passion in you to create a better you and a better world. So that's kind of my mission, and I put this aside for a while, but I still really believe in this power of love to make changes, and I have some articles on that. So expressing love comes in many forms. One prime way of expressing love is through giving oneself. This is a willingness to give time, money, and other resources. Love is seeking out those who need assistance and unconditionally giving. Expressing love in a way that starts with oneself, always being generous to your own needs as you move through the levels of giving. Maintain a loving heart to others. That's what I'm about. Ta-da! Okay, so I gave you that. I was going to mention that yesterday. I couldn't find the article. It was buried in my documents somewhere. So I thought I'd share that. I'm going to restructure that a little bit as a write-up. But that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about love. That level of love, that power of love, that divine love that we all should try to connect with. Okay? What do you think? What do you think about that? So let me get into the callers. We'll get into some more articles about love, the power of love. I have a cool article on the power of love by another author, which I just kind of hooked up with. That doesn't sound good. I read her article in the Huffington Post, and so I started following her on Twitter and hope she follows me. So, because I thought it was a great article on the power of love. So do that, okay? Okay, so somebody's trying to call me, and hopefully, they will go away soon. Back to you guys. Okay, well, that's just really strange. They got these people trying to call me. Okay, let me take a call, then we'll get into more about love and the power of love and how love can transform your life. And I know these people get into this whole thing about romantic love, and it's much more than that. It's, you know, in the Bible it talks about uses. In the New Testament, or Jesus' thoughts, and Paul, and all those wonderful people, they used the Greek word agape, principled love, and that's primarily what we're talking about. But when you're in love with somebody, or family, or friends, when you're in love, you're vibrating at a pretty high vibration. You're in a really good place. So there's nothing wrong with romantic love, because you really are in that vibration of love. And that's so cool. So let me take a call. We'll get more into about the power of love and some other articles that I have that I found on this subject. I think it's good stuff. It's very important stuff. Oops, what happened? Are you there? No, you're not there. Yes, you're there. You're there. Are you there?
I am here.
You are there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't read the article yet, but we'll get to it.
Well,
that was
the
my
one
article.
You just
that was
what
me.
I said. I like the article.
Yeah. Thank you. I have to rephrase it and I'll publish it, but yeah. It's good. I'm working on a book of essays and poems, and that's gonna be one of those, you know, essays in it.
Yeah.
So who am I speaking
very
to?
My name is Sophia.
Sophia, so how is Sophia today on this? It is Wednesday, isn't
actually,
it?
Yeah, no, today is Tuesday.
Why was I thinking it was Wednesday? I don't know. Oh, okay.
No, today is Tuesday.
I'm a little confused, but that's okay. I have something to do today yet. So what's going on with Sophia? How can I help you? Or would you want to share something?
Well, actually, I will really quick, and then you can just, I'm open to whatever Spirit has for me. But it took me a very long time to understand the power of love from a non-romantic perspective.
Right. And I think most people get kind of hung up on that.
Correct. I used to.
Yeah, we always equate love to romance, and that's where we get all kind of bummed out when it doesn't happen, right? or it's not working out the way we thought, or it's one-sided, or all that sort of
correct.
Thing. So how do you understand love now? That
now
principle.
I understand. I was going to say, first and foremost, the love for myself. I definitely had to understand that first before I could understand anything else.
Right, and that's one of the articles I was going to talk about. It talks about that a lot because, you know, in a sense of I'm a person about the law of attraction, of attracting things into your life, whatever it is, money, friendships, whatever you're looking for. It doesn't necessarily mean material things, but bringing in things to your life. But if you're vibrating in a vibration, or your energy field is in that place of love, then it's easier to attract, because you're connecting with God. I've heard this expression from Spirit that the universe, God, whatever you want term you want to use there, wants to open us up and has a mass amount of love to send to us, and with that love is everything we need and want. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we're the ones that block it. We block it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we block it because we don't love ourselves enough. Most of the time, it's because we don't. It's because of our belief systems or the negativity in our life. We don't love ourselves.
Well, what and society so we, has already predeemed. Yeah. Now, if you told me two years ago, oh, you don't love yourself, I would have said, what are you talking about? Yes, I do. But
right.
I didn't.
So that's the key thing, is to love yourself. Yep. But once you can get there and accept yourself, and it's the things I talked about, law of being, one is acceptance and respect and trust,
yep,
and forgiveness of yourself. I mean, I'm not talking about external
That's
forgiveness, but internal forgiveness,
mm-hmm,
and internal honesty. And I use that as being authentic too. Okay. So
let's
I have other callers, but did you have a question? Did you want to know what spirit or some ancestor or some dead person wants to talk to you about?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so let me see if I can pick up somebody. I don't get names. I wish it would give me every once in a while I'll get a name, but I don't trust my name acceptances, but I get messages and energies from people, from those who in the non-physical world. It does feel like a female energy. Okay, it feels female. Okay, more than male, but it feels female. It's on your father's side, not your mother's side. Okay? It goes back a couple, at least one generation. Is your grandmother alive?
No.
Okay, so it could be your grandmother on your father's side. Not your mother's side, but your father's side.
I really don't know her name.
It doesn't matter if you know her name or not.
Okay.
She knows you. She's watching you.
Okay.
She's happy with you. She's happy with you, and all your spirit family is happy with you because you have found peace in your life. That's really cool,
yep,
isn't it? That you have found peace, and through you finding a peace, all other things kind of fall in place. It's like the domino effect. You're living the domino effect right now. You know that.
That is true.
So you've pushed the domino open by loving yourself, pushing the domino over, and that's kind of tumbling a lot of other things into your life. So I don't know what you're asking for in life, but it's going to happen. Okay? I don't get you asking for a lot of stuff or things. I'm really, your energy is, you're just happy. Just who you are. It's okay. It's fine. Who you are. Just where you're at is a good place to be. It doesn't matter if you get $1 million or $20, it doesn't matter at this point. That makes sense.
Yes, it does.
So they're happy for you. They're with you on this. They understand where you're coming from. And so they're supportive, your family, especially this grandmother's like, she's really cool. She's funny. I don't know if you ever knew her really well, but she's funny. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you a funny line that I'm hearing, and you can do whatever you want with this. And it's about having fun. And she says, take your place in the conga line. You know what a conga line is? You know, people dance around, they hold each other by the hips and they dance around.
Yeah.
So she's saying, take your place in the conga line. Okay?
Okay.
Which means just get out there and have fun and dance and have some fun and join with other people in that line, if that makes sense at all to you.
It does. It does.
Okay, go for it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You like calypso music?
No. I mean, I'm not sure what that is.
Well, Harry Belafonte and all those people.
No, I don't listen to it.
Yeah, but that's good dance music, so go out and listen to it and start dancing, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, have some fun. They just want you to go have fun and be fun with people. Finding people in your life, and they will attract people into your life that share your enthusiasm for life. Okay?
Good deal.
Okay. Take care.
You
bye
too.
Now. Bye.
Bye.
That was fun. That was fun. It's nice to have somebody to talk to, you know, that doesn't have these, oh, my boyfriend left me yesterday and I'm going to die tomorrow. You know, like, okay, really, seriously, you know, get over it, right? Oops. No, I'm playing a little bit. It's supposed to have fun. Why, you know, why do this so seriously? You know, I have some articles on this power of love and I'm going to get to them in a minute. But I'm going to take another call and see what's going on out there in the real world, right? Hello.
Oh, hi. You want to know what the real world is like? It's so cold here right now.
Where do you live?
I'm in Indianapolis, and it's just brutally cold.
So what do you think of those cults, huh? Yeah, really, seriously. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
You know, I grew up a good portion of the time in Chicago, so I'm a Bears fan, actually.
Oh, no, the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears, yeah, okay. No, we might get a team in Los Angeles soon in the area. I live near Los Angeles. We might get a team. They're talking about it this week. Not to talk about football, but, yeah, I've kind of pulled back from football a little bit because I do realize that it's in a lot of ways it's a very violent sport and with the head injuries and stuff. So I'm more of a baseball fan anyway. But that's all right. So what's going on with you today? And do you have a name, first of all?
Yes, it's Joellen.
Hi. Joellen. So what's going on with Joellen? That's a lovely name.
Oh, thanks. You know,
it's
that's
a
my two grandmothers.
I'm sorry?
My two grandmothers.
Ah, she blessed you with that name. You know that. She wanted you to have that name.
Oh, well, that's good.
She did. Yeah. Is she alive? No.
Oh, no. My grandmothers have both of them have passed.
No, was that on your mother's side or your father's side? On mother's. For some reason, I'm getting mother's side. I don't know why.
Well, it's both, actually. Josephine and Helen.
Ah, Josephine and Helen. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's going on? They powwow about you. You know that. They powwow about you. That's kind of fun, huh? They powwow.
Hmm.
I heard that word. They powwow about you.
Hmm. Hopefully it's good stuff.
Yeah, but they think you take some stuff too seriously. I don't know why I get that. Yeah,
no.
But you don't?
No.
No? Well, maybe they're just congratulating you for not taking things too seriously, but it's something about not taking things too seriously. Okay?
Okay.
And you don't take the path well-traveled, do you?
No, I don't.
No, they're congratulating you. See, not all, you know, our spirit friends, they're not all about, well, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. Sometimes they just want to say, hey, you're doing a good job. Keep it up. You know, they just want to congratulate you for being who you are and not so much about, you shouldn't do this, you know, or this is going to happen in your life. They're more about, yeah, they're proud of you for not taking that road well traveled. Okay? Because your life is about adventure.
Well, it is at that.
Yeah, well, that's a very good thing. What's the next adventure you're going on?
Well,
it doesn't have to be a physical. That's not necessarily.
That's why I'm calling you, actually.
Ah, so we get down to adventure. Okay, so what are you even thinking about?
Oh, well, it's not so much adventure, but it's actually. I mean, I think it could be adventure. I'm looking for work, and right now I'm just substitute teaching, but I'm a graphic designer, and so I'm wondering if I've been putting out resumes and recruiters wondering, you know, how that's coming along.
Well, let me get back to what I was talking about, the spirit, you know, your family members in the non-physical world say, oh, they're plotting for you, they're helping you, they're encouraging you to do so. They're encouraging you to use your skills, and in the near future, you'll have an opportunity to use your skills fully. Okay?
Oh, that's good. Good.
Yeah, you want to do that, don't you?
Well, yeah.
You're very talented. Very creative.
Well,
I think so. That's what I get. You're very creative.
Well, that's good.
You have a very vivid imagination, don't you?
Yes.
And it gets you in trouble. I'm kidding. I don't think it gets you in trouble, but it's out there. It's a little bit out there, right?
Yeah. It's, you know, I haven't been able to, I don't know, produce something the way I like it. And so
why not?
I kind of feel like I'm just, because I feel like I have creative blocks.
Okay, so let me give you this. Let me give you this, what Spirit would tell you on that, okay? And it's all about this thing about self-love, okay? So you have to love yourself. I mean, not that you don't, but it's about raising your level of love to that place where you, I don't care, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to blow it out there, okay? Creative blocks, there's a fear there, right? What's the fear of?
Yeah,
that's what I hear is you can't fail. You can't fail. You can't fail. Okay? There is no failure here. It's just expressing yourself. You're absolutely good enough, is what I hear for you. You're absolutely good enough. And everybody is good in their own specific ways, and you have your own specific way of doing things. And so you are gifted from God to express yourself in the most comfortable way you can. Okay? Does that make
sense?
Okay.
Yes.
You just do it. Just do it. Just put it out there. I hear the expression, and don't be offended by this one. Don't give a rat's ass what other people think, because this is who you are.
It's fine, because that's how.
Because that's the universe will bring you the right people to receive what you give, and what you have to say, and what you have to express. You have to trust that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Or as I hear it for you, if they don't receive or don't accept what you have to offer in your creative skills, they're not worthy of it.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
They just don't get it. It's like, you know, they didn't get Picasso at first, right? Or Salvador Dali at first, or Monet at first, or especially Van Gogh, and they never got him for a long time. Actually, he was dead, and then they go, wow, this is the greatest artist, you know, in this our century, right? Believe that. You don't have to die for people to accept you, obviously, but just believe that you will be led to the right people, and they will be there for you, okay?
Okay.
Because that's kind of what they're getting from your ancestors, and that's where they're trying to encourage you. Yeah, we're going to bring the people for you. It's going to be soon. Just believe in yourself and trust yourself, and you'll get it.
Okay.
Don't let fear block the self-love. Okay? Got it?
Okay. Yes.
Really? Seriously? Because you have a lot to offer. You just need to offer it. You know that. If you listen to your heart, that soulful part of yourself, you would realize that you have such magnificent things to give. You just have to give it. Okay? That's almost a tearful statement. That's how I hear it for you. It almost brought tears to me. And I went, whoa, why would it bring tears to me? But that's what it is. Okay?
Am I in the right place? Am I looking in the right places?
Again, we're going back to your ancestors, your grandmother, and she's saying, I will guide your fingers to the right places. Just ask me. Ask us to guide your fingers to the right places. Now, fingers could be like looking or searching
online.
On the internet. Yeah. They will guide your fingers to the right places. Just ask. We'll show you where to go. Okay?
That's good news. Okay.
Okay? You'll get it.
Thank you.
Hang in there. You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. And don't freeze. Just don't freeze, okay? Don't freeze.
Okay.
Spring is not that far away, really.
Yeah.
Okay, take care. Bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.
I'm in a good mood this morning, or afternoon. It's afternoon here. It's, you know, it's like, what is it here? It's, ooh, yeah, it's like, yeah, almost 2:30. I got about 20 minutes left of the show. So any other questions? Yeah, Cub fan, huh? I'm kind of a Dodger fan. I was actually an Angel fan. I consider them the Anaheim Angels still. I don't go with this Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim kind of craziness, but that's my thing, you know. But I live like 6 miles from Dodger Stadium, so I should be a Dodger fan, right? Yeah, just down the road a little ways. It's a good season. I like baseball. I played baseball a lot when I was younger. It's just, love the sport. There's something about it, the athletic ability, and it's getting better and better. And athletes are getting, you know, take the steroids out of the game, and it's pure athleticism. And let me finish on that thing about athleticism, because a lot of people don't like sports. You know, a lot of spiritually minded people, ooh, sports. Ooh, I don't know about sports. But that's a gift. Being an athlete is a gift from God. It's we come here with that ability and talent because we want to express that in whatever it is, it soccer, what they call football, or basketball, or baseball, or skiing, or surfing, or tennis, or something you do athletically, you have a gift, and that's from the gods. And that's what you came here with, to express. And it's for other people to appreciate those abilities and that talent, because everybody has gifts and talents, and we appreciate, you know, we appreciate the artists, we appreciate the writers, we appreciate the accountants that can do our taxes and go, whoa, I get money back. And we can appreciate all these different, you know, the warriors in our world, the police or the soldiers that defend us. We appreciate all their talents and abilities. So it's the same thing with sports. We can appreciate the athleticism and what these people came to do and express in their bodies. You know, there's a certain beauty in that. You know, if you're, whether you're into gymnastics or whatever, you, whatever sport you choose to love, whether you participate or not, it doesn't matter. It's about appreciating that. And I think that's really important. And that's, a good athlete loves himself or herself, right? So, well, we'll talk more about self-love. And I think I got a call, but I'll take the call in a minute. Let me get a little bit into this article I wanted to talk about. Oops, if I can find it again. I think I lost it. No, don't let me lose it. Where'd it go? Oh, no. Where did you go? It's a very cool article. I'll find it eventually. Had it somewhere. Oh, maybe this is it. Okay. I'll be with you, the caller, in a minute. Let me just do this a little bit. And this is an article from the Huffington Post. And I asked this lady that she, I could follow her on Twitter, and she's now following me, and it's so cool. Okay. So Mary Paleologus. Okay. So, and she's a transformational coach, a clinical hypnotherapist, and counselor. How that sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it? Really? Okay, so let me read a little bit, and then I'll take a caller. I promise I'll get with you in a minute. There is no greater power than love. Love has the ability to heal the world. Love is pure and decent and innocent and pure. I love that. Or true is the word. I call it pure. But when the energy of love takes hold of you, resistance is futile. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? Yeah. It has the capacity to heal old wounds and cleanse you of any negativity that does not serve you. And then she quotes the Bible scripture of Corinthians. I think it's 1 Corinthians, but I'm not absolutely right. There's 1 and 2. I was a student of the Bible many, many years ago. Okay. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Isn't that a cool thought? And the greatest of these is love. Love can take many forms. There is love we feel for our family, a child, and a friend, as well as the love we feel for our pets. And there's a certain lot of energy there between, especially your dog. My cat, you know, I don't know. My cat's pretty cool too. So I have to admit, the love I have, the energy I share with my cat is really cool. There is in the love feeling we feel towards a beloved one. So yeah, so there's that levels of love. And the prime thing, well, let me take a call and we'll get into the prime thing about love, self-love. And we'll talk about self-love a little bit more, because that is the biggie, giant biggie, huge one. Okay? Okay, let me take a call. Self-love. Hello? Hello?
Hi, George. Can you hear me?
So, do you love yourself?
Yes, I do. I've started to learn to love myself last couple of years.
So if you love yourself, then there's no issues in your life, right? No, I mean, if you love yourself, you're at a vibration where everything falls into place and you don't have to worry about him anymore. That's not easy to get to, but it's a doable situation, okay?
It is. It is a process. We are all work in progress, aren't we?
So what's going on today? It's almost Thursday there, isn't it, where you're at?
It is 10:30. Yes, it is indeed almost Thursday. Almost Wednesday, yeah. Sorry. Tuesday, tomorrow is Wednesday.
For some reason, I'm stuck on the wrong day. I don't know why. Okay, so what's going on?
So the girl you saw being the one for me, getting married and all that. So we hit it really, really well in November, first half of December. And so things have slowed down from the last since the last 3 weeks, and I asked her if I said something which upset her, or if I did something which wasn't appropriate. She said, no, it's not me, she just feels different. So was wondering if you think things will pick up and be back to where it was. Again,
you're really into her, aren't you?
I am.
What does she bring to you? Let me ask this question. And before I answer your question, and before I do into the prediction part, let me ask you a question, because I've been thinking about this a lot. Why do we love somebody deeply who isn't necessarily at the same level of love that we're at? So why do we stay with that? Now, you don't answer that question, but one of the things I've always kind of come up with on this is, what does she bring to you? What does she give you that seems to be that helps you?
Yeah, I know you. I understand your question. We were discussing that yesterday as well, as in you were talking about it yesterday. So I think it's not as much as her, as much as what she inspires me. She kind of makes me realize what my potentials are in terms of not just work or love, but life in general, life as a whole.
Okay. Do you need that? Do you need that from somebody else?
We are social beings. We are social animals, so we need that kind of affirmation externally as well, don't we?
Interesting. Okay, so I get you'll come back around, but I'm not going to guarantee you, and that's not fair to you to guarantee you all that yet. But I will say that. That she will come back around. But you need to take your relationship to a different level. You do, not her. You need to take it at a different level, okay? And I think what Spirit's trying to tell you to take it to a level of sharing, giving on your part. Not so much about what you get, but what you give. What you give is not what you get. What you can do for her, what you can do for her to help her emotionally and psychologically and sexually and all that stuff. So it's about what you can do for her. It's like, it's not about what you get, which is important. It goes both ways. But your relationship will shift when you shift the energy to her. Does that make sense at all?
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense, yeah.
So you have to be available as a friend to her to offer yourself to help her in any way she can needs help, okay?
Yeah, which I am, yeah. So
you have to really put it out there and really put it out there that I'm here for you. It's about you, not me, okay?
Sure, I will make it work.
And that will shift the energy. Will shift the energy when she knows that you're her, let's say, you're her rock, you're her strength, you're the one, okay?
Yeah. Do you think it's what could be the reason behind her pulling back? Is it something I've done to put her off?
I don't think you. I think it's her own needs are not being met, so that's you've kind of fallen into place, okay? Got it?
Yes, got it.
So it's about her needs being met, and she doesn't feel they're being met, or she doesn't even know what they are. So offering yourself to be there for her, to be that the knight in shining armor kind of person, okay?
Okay, yeah. And then after
you've got to show her a lot of masculine strength, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. And then do you see any chances of things turning back?
Yeah, I will. It will turn around. But offer that. Offer that to her. Okay?
Yeah. Do you see any timelines?
February feels like a really good month for your relationship. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Yep, sure. Thank you, George.
But it really depended on you, though. A lot of this is depending on you. Okay?
Yeah, I can't be Yeah, I can't be too pushy. I can just say that.
No, no, no. It's not about pushy. It's offering. It's offering. It's being available. It's opening up and being available. It's like, it's hard to explain, but you know what I mean. You'll figure it out. Okay.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I'll do as much as I can. Like, yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Yep. Sure. Thank you, George.
Go for it. Take care.
Thank you. Cheers, and you. Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that's what it's about. Sometimes it's we can't always be selfish, can we? Yeah. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting. Okay, so where are we moving on to? We're back to my article. I would get back to my article here. I was talking about love. Nope, wrong one. Here we go. Okay. We talk a little bit about self-love, and this is an article from this lady. Yeah. Let me talk a little bit about self-love, and let me read a little bit from her article that I was quoting earlier. Let me get a sip of water. My throat's kind of going, ugh. Oh, I got to mention to you that I will be doing online classes. I'm working with some group of people, and they're supposed to talk a little bit tomorrow about doing classes online. And I think the class is about, I'm not sure what they want me to do. I kind of have an idea what I want to do. It's a form of therapeutic meditation. It's raising vibration, helping you get whatever you want in life, helping you to manifest. So that's what the class is about. I don't know how much they cost. I don't know that many details. I don't even have the website yet. But when I have information, I'll pass it on. So you want to take a class. Ooh, it'd be fun, huh? Self-love at its core is self-acceptance. And you are just as you are. The good and not so good parts of yourself. You know, it's accepting that you're not perfect. You don't have to be perfect. You're perfect as you are. You have strengths and weaknesses, but the weaknesses are something that balances the strength, right? It's okay. It's okay not to be perfect, right? It's okay not to be perfect. It's about self-respect and self-empowerment. Isn't that cool? It's about self-care and looking for yourself and having compassion for yourself when you're going through a hard time. I'm losing my throat. At least I only have 7 minutes to do this. It's about honoring your heart's desire and being true to yourself. It's not about, it's about knowing deep down that you matter and that you're as good as you are. You have nothing to prove, and you just need to be yourself and give to others. Imagine a world where people just love themselves for who they are. It would be a world full of people resonating love from their hearts, and their state of being would be love. What do you think? That's pretty good stuff, isn't it? Imagine this energy of love where people were kind to each other and touched each other with their hearts, their words, and their eyes, and their generosity of spirit. I use that word a lot. That's part of the principles of love that I talk about. As Louis Armstrong say, what a wonderful world. In fact, it would be a world where their people are no longer projecting their fears and insecurities onto others in the hope of receiving love or validation. Isn't that a cool thought? Let me read that again. I love that. Okay, let me read it again. Okay, one more time. It would be a love where people were no longer projecting their fears and insecurities onto others in hope of receiving love or validation. There would be no need for that. As people would seek the validation and love within themselves. Isn't that beautiful? Okay, let me go off. I'm going to go away from her article for a moment and kind of jump into what Spirit has to say on that whole subject, because I'm kind of getting this thing in my ear saying, okay, this is what we got to say to you about that. Okay, so this is what Spirit wants to say to you on that. Okay, they want to say that to get to that place, and when you get to that place of love, and when you reach that level of love, what you're really reaching is your divine nature. You're one with your soul. You're one with your higher self. You've put the ego aside. You always will have an ego. You have a personality. But you're not ruled by the ego. You're not ruled by the personality. You're not ruled by your fears. You're only guided by an internal rudder, that internal guidance system, which is divine in nature. So when you get to that vibration, you know, it's, and Spirit has used this illustration along as our life as being like on the river and we're the boat. And we need to turn the rudder of that boat over to where we want to go, to our higher self, to God, to that higher evolved part of ourselves. And the only way we can do that is to be one with that nature and one with that love. And so we need to raise our vibration. And how we raise our vibration is to strip away the beliefs that limit ourselves, strip away the beliefs of limitation, strip away the beliefs of doubt, strip away the beliefs that hold us back from achieving that vibration. So that's what it's about, isn't it? Getting to that place, we're able to strip away all the negativity in our lives. Ooh, what a challenge, huh? Challenge, stripping away all the negativity. Now, it will always come back. Negativity, you know, according to a lot of teaching, that we will always be faced with some kind of negativity. But turning our back on the negativity, seeking what we want, seeking love, seeking that higher vibration, seeking things that feel good, right? Do you agree with me? I don't know if you do or not, but that's what it's about. It's getting to that place where we're one with the divine nature, where when we, I do it, I mean, and I'm not perfect at this, and I'm working at it every day. It's finding your spiritual mentor, finding your higher self. Give it a name, you know, give it a name. Give it your higher self. Give it that connection with yourself. Now, you're going to think I'm kind of a little different for this, but I do it anyway. I have identified with Jesus, not as the personage Jesus that walked upon the earth, even though there's some great qualities about Jesus, but as the Christ consciousness, the highest evolved consciousness. And that's where I put my identity and my connection with as my friend. And so I asked my friend as a mentor, okay, what do I need? How can I do this? How can I achieve this as Jesus? Okay, now you could pick Buddha, you could pick Krishna, you could pick whoever you want, but pick that one and you name your higher self, whatever you call it. Call it Bill, call it Jane, call it whatever you call it, and ask that question. Ask God. You know, if it's God, that's cool. But I like to think in terms of a personage like my higher self, like I think in terms of Jesus as being my friend. It's like asking a friend, give me some guidance. I need some wisdom here. I need to know something. Confused. Hey, give me some, open it up for me a little bit. And it's working with your higher self, that all that energy is going to work through your higher self. Now, some people say, and for me, it's easier just to identify, like, you know, that personage, that Jesus, that Christ consciousness, that highly evolved energy. You could call it Krishna, you could pick your own God, or pick whatever you want to say. It's all the same, really. It's the same level of energy. It's that high, positive, love-based, divine energy. But for me, having that personage, that friend in the non-physical world that I can talk to and say, okay, I need some help. I need some guidance on this subject. Kind of open up the doors for me a little bit, you know? And it seems more personal than God. You know, God seems kind of big and, you know, giant and whatever. But it's like, I would suggest that for those out there that you want to achieve that level of love, ask for help to do that. Pick your mentor, your spirit mentor, your spirit guide, whatever it might be. That just happens to be my spirit guide. That Christ consciousness, that evolved group of teachers. And I use the word Jesus in reference to that. So pick yours. Go for it. Do it. Yeah, do it. Find some love in your life. Find that level of love that really means a lot to you. Okay, I've been rattling on and on and on. I'll be back tomorrow. Yes, I should be back tomorrow. Yes, I will be back tomorrow. We'll talk more about whatever we talk about. Talk to more dead people. Talk about your past lives. Talk about how you can achieve that level of what you want to go in your life. Because that's really what it's all about. Because once you get into that oneness, that knowing, that connection, that you're one with the greater part of yourself and one with all of there is, then things just kind of start happening in your life amazingly. Amazing. I could tell you a story about my flat tire and how that worked yesterday and how it worked out that I got help. Just kind of happenstance because I knew somebody was going to come along. So it's been fun. Love you guys. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye.